Amen. It's a blessing to be here. I didn't realize that I would be the first one to share, but that's a blessing. Yes, I praise God for the work He's doing here at this Bible school. I praise God for the work He's done in my life. It's really been a blessing, and I'm very excited to share. As I came to this Bible school, I came with a very open heart. Lord, is there anything in my life that is yet not pleasing unto You? Is there anything else in my life that You can take away that is a hindrance in my life? And the Lord was very faithful. It didn't take very long. Monday and Tuesday already, God was knocking on my door, on my heart, and just showing me things, especially in the area of redeeming my time as a young man. I really feel like I've failed in that area, and being faithful to God in that. You know, what do we do as young people with our time? You know, just friends and having good times. And all those things, you know, the world has a draw to us young people. And it was really hindering my life with God as far as my quiet time, my prayer life. And I really suffered through that. And I just begged for God's forgiveness and repented from that. And God was faithful and came through. And I really want to make some changes as I keep living my Christian life and just 100% be sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I don't want to turn back. God has done many wonderful things. And it's just one of my encouragements to all of you young people. Let's go all the way for Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus, so many times we don't see the perspective right. Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. You know, Christ has it all waiting for us. And that's truly a blessing. And I would just like to encourage you with that. Let's lay up treasures in heaven. So I just want to encourage you all with that, and God bless you very much as you keep seeking the Lord.
My name is Helen Friesen, and I'm from Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, and I have been so blessed by being here. For a long time, our family was not comfortable with the direction our church was taking, and just a year ago, it ended in a split, and it was a very difficult experience. And then, not too many months ago, the pastor's wife and pastor that I was very close to ended up leaving too, and it hurt very much. I, for a long time, wondered if church really worked, if God was real, and if His relationship with us with anything like church, then I really didn't want a relationship with God. And I struggled with my father, if he was making right decisions, and just making right decisions, and I just struggled a lot with trusting him. And when Dean Taylor was preaching on Tuesday, and he was talking about those things in the box that are holding us back from God, I knew that my bitterness and my frustration was holding me back from God, and I came to the place where I had to give that up. And it's just my desire to learn to trust God that whatever He allows in my life is an act of love, and it's His desire just to make me more beautiful for Him.
My name is Mary Esther Shirk, and I am from Barnett, Missouri. Jesus loves me, and I love Him. God has forgiven my sins and given me new life in Christ. And this week at Bible school has been a blessing and a challenge to me. And I just really desire now to leave all my easy chairs behind for God's glory. The testimony I was asked to share, though, was not about this week. So I praise God for what He has done, but what God has done in my life the past few years. I grew up in a conservative Mennonite home, a good Christian home, where we children were loved, we were cared for, we were prayed for. And as a young girl, I was impulsive, but I was very sensitive. And for some years, soon after I started school, maybe I had problems sleeping at night. My biggest problem was the fear that I wouldn't be able to sleep, and yet I knew I needed to, and that made me too tense to relax. And so I would often go to my mother, and she would help me relax, and I would tell her the things that were troubling me, scriptures or songs or things I wasn't understanding, and she would counsel me. But most of the time, what was bothering me was often discouragement over failure. I felt I just couldn't be good enough. Why did I do so many things that I knew were wrong? And I felt a sense of condemnation and guilt, and I just couldn't be good enough. I eventually overcame the sleeping problem, but I still was very sensitive. I was proud. I liked to be noticed and praised, but when I needed to be reprimanded for something, I would really go down into the dumps and tell myself, why even try? Why not just be outright wicked, because that's what I'm inside anyway? Why put up a show? And I would really degrade myself and do things to hurt myself. And all this carried into my relationship with God. I know now that God has brought me from darkness to light and made me his child through Jesus' atoning blood. But I can't tell really when this happened, because I struggled so much with the assurance of salvation. I felt I just couldn't be good enough for God, and I thought I needed to be so he would accept me. And many times I would confess my sins to him and ask Jesus to come into my heart and think, now it's going to be different. But maybe that day I would do something I knew I shouldn't, and then I would tell myself, look what you did, you mustn't be a Christian. So I would confess to God again and start all over. And this happened very often, and I grew very tired of that discouraging routine. My mother loved God, and she counseled me often, but it was very hard for me to believe that God loved me and accepted me just the way I was. And changes were taking place, and people started leaving the church. A house church of believers was starting in the area, and my oldest brother was one of them. And this brought a lot of conflict into my family, and it disturbed me. I hated conflict. But I saw the fruits of peace in my brother's life and in his home after his conversion, and I wanted that for myself. When I was about 17 years old, I was expected to be baptized and join the Joinger Mennonites. That was just the age you did. And when I chose not to do so, it was very hard on some of my family. They were truly concerned for me, and I appreciated that. I really wanted to have an open heart and follow God wherever he wanted me to be. But my older siblings often talked with me, and they would urge me to join the Mennonites and want me to see the dangers they foresaw in my leaving the church. And conversations like that were very good for me. They caused me to search my heart before God, but it was also very confusing, because here were so many people in my life that loved me and cared about me. I loved and respected them, yet they didn't always think the same, and how could I know if he was right? How could I know if all of them were not just giving me their interpretation of the scripture? And how could I be sure when I read God's word that I was not just interpreting it to myself the way I thought it should be? But there were many people praying for me, and my mother especially, who supported me and often prayed with me. I really wanted to be baptized, but I couldn't promise to be faithful to a certain denomination, which was one thing you did when you were baptized in the Mennonite church there. And I also knew where I wanted to be a part of the body of believers, where I saw Jesus in their lives. But I loved my dad. With all my heart, I wanted to honor and bless him. I wanted to obey him in every way I could, and he was not able to give me his blessing to leave the Mennonites, and this was very hard for both of us. We would talk things over and get nowhere. I so desired to honor and bless him, yet he was not free in his heart to bless me, and it was hard on me to cause this struggle for him. There were times I was ready to do what he wanted, whatever he wanted me to, and become a faithful member of the church there because I loved him, yet I felt I wasn't free to do as he wished. He did give me his permission to leave. I could be baptized, I could do what I desired and become a part of house church, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted Dad's blessing. I wanted to be under him and bless him. And over this time, I began teaching in a Mennonite school, and this really took my heart and life, and these other perplexities were pushed to the back of my mind. But nevertheless, it was still there, and something needed to be done. And so after 4 years, in the summer of 2007, things came to the surface again. And through prayer and working together, my parents and I went ahead, and they made plans for my baptism, and they and some of my siblings were there when the pastor of this small Christian fellowship baptized me. And that was a great blessing to me, just having them there. And the year since then has really been a time of growing. I used to often go to my oldest brother when I had questions, but he stepped back out of my life a bit because I was depending on him too much. Now when I needed someone to go to, I went to Dad. I always loved him, but now I trusted him. I opened my heart to him and gave him my heart, and he became such a blessing. He encouraged me in my Christian life, and he was there for me. He gave me direction and counsel when I needed it. The next year at school when I was teaching was a very difficult one, and many times I didn't know what to do. Then I would go to my parents, and they personally took my burdens and fought for me in prayer. When I was asked to share this testimony, I talked with my parents and got their blessings to do so. And they plan to be listening in over the conference line this afternoon. I just want to take this opportunity to say to them, thank you, Dad and Mom. Thank you for being there for me. I do not know where I would be today if it were not for your examples and your love and your care. Thank you for all the godly principles you taught me. I want to take these principles on and serve God all my life. Thank you, Dad and Mom.
Hello to each one of you. My name is Rebecca Ash, and I am from Pennsylvania here, attend Charity Christian Fellowship. I am very thankful for what God has done for me and that I can have a testimony of that and for Jesus Christ to bring glory to His name. The verse that came to me when I was asked to speak, to ask if I would share, was Ephesians 3:8. It says, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given. And that's how I feel right now. I mean, I feel like I am the least of everybody, of all the saints. But it's for God's grace that I can stand here before you and praise His name. God has been doing a lot in my heart the past couple months on the subject of prayer, just teaching me the importance of prayer, the effectiveness of prayer that a Christian can have, and the faith that needs to go with that. I've been learning so much, and God is so good to me in having patience with me many times. I must say that I'm not at all where I want to be, but I want to press on. And I want God to build my faith so that I can pray effectively and God would move among the hearts of people. Denny's sessions this week have been very good. I've really enjoyed listening to them, speaking to the second generation. And it just shows me the importance of the second generation and what God is requiring of me as a second generation Christian. And I'm excited about life, about what's ahead of me. And I want to bring glory and honor to God through my life and that others might see Him in me. Last night I was a part of a prayer meeting, and we were just praying. And as we prayed, God came down and met with us, met with the people that were there, and it was just beautiful to see how God worked. I mean, at first I was kind of like, just kind of praying and not really feeling God's spirit. But as the time went on, God came down, He met with me, and He showed me once again my wretchedness and my undoneness before Him. I am just so thankful to God that He did that and that He showed me that. And now I can go on and continue to walk in His grace, because it's all because of God that I'm here. And I just think the Christian life is worth absolutely everything, because yeah, there's just nothing else to life better than Jesus Christ. And I just encourage each one to press in with all you have, and us as second generation Christians, that we would rise up to the challenge of taking the mountain of prayer and gaining more ground that is possible. Thank you.
My name is David Oberholzer. I'm from Myerstown, Pennsylvania. I attend Harmony Christian Fellowship. I would like to share today a testimony of God's patience and mercy to me in my life. I was asked to share a testimony of what God's been doing in my life recently, and specifically relating to authority. But there's another issue that ties right in with it that I have to share along with that. So in my growing up years, in my youth, I've had that desire to walk with God, to be a true Christian. But my experience has been up, down, up, and down. Just all pretty much most of my teen years. Sometimes I would share my failures with my parents or another person. But mostly I kept it to myself. And I was plagued with the fear that if my friends actually knew who I am inside, if the brotherhood actually knew who I am, I don't know, things would not be good for me. Because I had these things, the sin in my life, and I was hiding it. And this really bothered me. Another scene. In that time, concerning my relationship to my parents, I felt like it's okay. You might, I look on others, I see some other youth and see the way things are going for them, and I'm at least better than that. I think it's okay. All the time knowing that there is more that God would have for me. But as time went on, I became more sick and tired of the life I was living. Up and down. Up and down. God was bringing me to the end of the rope, so to speak. I began to feel like it's either sink or swim. I was at the end of the rope. It's either sink or swim. I wrestled against that. My proud heart did not want to bow and follow what I felt God was showing me. But finally I gave up and said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who knows who I am. I need to do something. This is not the life that God has for us, the life I was living. I came to that place of saying, it doesn't matter who needs to find out. Pride was a major issue in my life. And many times it came out in criticism toward my parents. My parents are human just like yours and have their needs. But I began to see, you know what? I'm not better than them like I've been kidding myself. So I began to share. Little by little, I began to open up and share with my parents these things, where I was coming to, and one day I set up a time and got together with one of the elders from my church and just opened my heart and said, this is who I am, this is where I've been, this is my story. Just confessed all that I knew of right there. And I asked him what he thinks. Who all do I need to open this up to? He said, the ones you have sinned against, if you have done something wrong towards someone, those are the ones you need to confess. But some of those dark things that you had inside, you don't need to show them to everyone. I just share that in case you are at the same place or coming to the same place, have some things that are on you, a burden, and you feel like they're always following you. One truth that became clear to me in that time was that in relating to others, looking at others, picking on others, critical of others. In the judgment day, when it's my turn to stand before God, I will stand up for myself. I will stand there accountable for myself. I'm not accountable for the other people. I'm not responsible in that way. When I stand before God, I'm responsible for myself. So I need to get serious about my own life. So this year, it's nearly a year since I came to that place of laying myself down and saying, okay, Lord, whatever you say. It's been a journey. Walking with God is a journey, one step at a time. And I honestly say I have not arrived. God is still working. And I just, like we heard this week about Moses, God, all of our life is a journey. So, but I praise the Lord for what He has done, and want to be faithful, a faithful witness, testimony for what Christ can do. So my testimony of the past year is that God has been opening my eyes to see some of those things like Denny was teaching us this week. In relating to authority, I mean, we think, okay, they're doing it that way. They have such and such requirements. Why? Well, we are young people. Many times we don't see, we of course don't see as far as we like to think we do. Many times our vision is very short and we don't see what's beyond the thing that I want now. So I praise God for the clear teaching this week and want to apply it to my life. I was challenged with a few thoughts. I'd like to share a few scriptures here in closing. Paul's challenge to Timothy was in 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise thy youth. And that's not, you're not going to do that in an arrogant way. We can't do that in an arrogant way. Don't despise me. But be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. An example of the believers. And that was to a young man. God's promise that I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. And He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
To share a testimony of God's faithfulness, His goodness, and just that His ways are so much higher than our ways. Yesterday when Sister Ann asked me if I would share my testimony, my first thought was, well, what can I share? And then my second thought was, how in the world can I fit in a nutshell everything that the Lord has done in my life over this past year? I just feel like this past year has been such a tremendous blessing in growing to know the Lord in a deeper way and truly falling in love with my Lord Jesus like I had never known before. And if you had asked me a year and a half ago where I thought I'd be at today, I think my guess would have been far different than what the Lord had in plan for me. And it's just been a blessing to see the Lord's leading. The Lord truly does know so much better what we need than I do myself, and His ways are so much higher. A year ago, I had just completed about a full year's worth of missionary training and preparation, and with a combined year living in Central and South America, and I just felt like that's where my heart was, and that in my own reasoning that the Lord would be opening up doors for me to serve on the field. And little did I know that God had a field for me to learn some lessons in that was much closer to home than anything I had in mind. And through that time, there were some some different things that the Lord was teaching me and bring me through in some difficult circumstances and trials and just hard things to walk through. But and then too with on top of that, my home fellowship disbanding about a year ago and just the difficulty walking through that as a family. But I just have to testify that God was so faithful and just teaching me to trust Him and that He's my daddy and I could hold to His hand and that He would lead me through those things. And so over this past year, I've just been close to home, and God has really, really, really led me through some different lessons in different areas, and He's also opened up some wonderful opportunities of ministry for me. But more than that, God's really taught me some particular lessons and different things. And one of those things was just in the area of authority. And 2 years ago, I would have said I was under authority, and I thought I was under authority. But the Lord has so much more to teach me in that area, and just truly desiring and loving that authority, and understanding the headship order that God's put in order, and that when I'm under God's authority, I'm under God's authority, and then in His will, and that God's not going to let me miss His will, and that I can rest in that and trust that and not have to fear and try to figure things out in my own strength any longer. And so that's, I just want to praise God for that. And He's just used that all to work a deeper surrender in my life. And something that's come to me again and again is just that His strength is made perfect in weakness. And He has just been so faithful. Every time I've cried out to Him and saying, Lord, I just can't get through this on my own. I can't do it my own strength, and I couldn't. But realizing that I could hold His hand, He would walk me through those things. I had a very special experience about a year ago that's really helped carry me through this past year. And that was just in a time of prayer. God led me through to just surrender some things to Him in a very specific way. And He was just putting His finger on my heart in specific areas and asking me just to give those things to Him completely. And in doing that, He just gave me a very sweet time of just being able to see in my mind all those things piling up and His big hand just coming down over those things. And through this past year, that's just been such a blessing to look back on and realize that, you know, Lord, I've given those things to You and they're there, and it's His choice whether I need or don't need those things, or should go or should not go do those things, or just realizing that it's under His control. And So I just praise God for that, and want to just count this whole year all joy this past year, and just realize that God's taken this vessel and made it a little bit stronger, tougher for whatever purpose He has for me in the future, whatever that is, for sacrifice or service. And I just really appreciate the challenge that's been brought out this week to do or to die, and just pray that God would have all the glory in my life. And just want to say He is so faithful and He is so worthy, and may He receive all the glory.
Greetings to all of you in Jesus' name. I'm John Kaufman from Pennsylvania here, and I go to Charity Christian Fellowship. This is my second year here at Bible school, and it has really been a blessing to me this year. I just want to thank all of you that put all your time and effort in making it happen. And you spent a lot of time, and I want to thank you for that. I just came to Bible school this year and just asking God to do a work in my heart that I could go deeper with Him and to serve Him better. I feel like there's a specific area that God is really dealing with me this week is the area of doubt. I've really struggled with that already, and I feel like I did have a hard time just totally surrendering my will and my plan for the future and just give it to Him and trust Him for what He has in mind. What He has in mind for my life. I was really blessed and challenged by all the messages, and especially Brother Moses' messages about late Moses, and how that Moses had so much patience in just giving his life up to the Lord and spending 40 years in the wilderness. And I was just really challenged by that. And also last night about are you ashamed of Christ? I was really challenged by that. I don't feel like I'm ashamed of Christ, but still, it's too many times that I just feel like in the flesh I want to back out of the situation, and I just really convicted that I need to be more bold for Christ and to share with people. And I just praise the Lord for the work that He's done in my heart, and I just want to live for Him and for His glory.
Greetings to you all in Jesus' name. My name is Alicia Hall, and I'm from Elverson, Pennsylvania, and I attend Living Hope Christian Fellowship. I was asked if I could share what God has done in my life this past year, and at first I was kind of wondering, like, nothing really big has happened in my life. I don't really know what I was going to share, but as I look back, God has done great things in my life, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to share with all of you. It is my desire that by this testimony, God would be glorified and exalted. I guess I'll just share some things that God has done in my life. I'm not sure how many of you know that I do not live with my blood father. I live with my mom and stepdad, and they are both Christians, and I'm very thankful that they raised me in a Christian environment. But the fact that I was different with not having my blood father at home, it created a discontentment in my heart, and I was starting to think things like, why me? Why do I have to be different? I wish I was just normal. I didn't like to have to explain it all the time, and so I was just I was not content with where God had me in at that point. I'm not exactly sure when God started speaking to me in this area. It's probably about 10 months ago. He was just showing me the sin of not being content right where I was at. I was not accepting His will for my life, and when you're not content with His will, it makes you very ineffective as a Christian. But as God was showing me this, He showed me that it was His plan for me, the plan that He had for my life, and He was using it to prepare me for whatever He would have for my future. So I repented of my doubting ways and questioning His purpose. I felt like after that, I began to see things in a whole new light. As I started looking at it as His divine purpose for me, I had a different attitude about it. I wasn't embarrassed anymore. God filled me with peace and set me free from those discontented feelings. There is a quote I heard just recently. It was, wherever you are, be all there. And that's my desire. I just want to be where I'm at right now. I just want to be all there. And my real dad is not a Christian, but he has supported my Christian life, and I'm very thankful for that. I know other people don't have it like that, and I just praise the Lord for his support in that. God already has used the situation to help me to stand up for my convictions and just grow in my own convictions. I'm thankful to God for what He has done. Wherever He wants me to be, I want to be all there. Just thankful for all the messages that I heard this week, and I was really challenged, and especially with Brother Denny's messages, I feel like I just don't even want to consider the easy chair anymore. I want to press on and conquer mountains and not be content with where I'm at. So that's what God's been doing in my life this year, and I just praise Him for it. Thank you, all the principals and matrons, and for your love toward us, and just for being there for us. Thank you, and God bless you.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I'm Dwayne Neufeld from LaCrete. We attend the church, the remnant group there that started about 2 years ago. I just want to share part of my conversion testimony. I'll have to brief it a little bit, but I consider myself a one-and-a-half-generation Christian. My parents were Christians before I was born, but they never made any real changes before I was about 12 years old. So I would call myself a one-and-a-half-generation Christian. I was 12 years old when they started to make some changes, as there was one little organization that came in and they did a session called Growing Children God's Way. And from there they started a little Bible study group, and just after that we in last year in July, so that would, I was 16, we pulled out of the Summerfeld Church, which is sort of like an old colony church, just a little bit more liberal. So we were just at home alone listening to messages on Sunday, and God was speaking to me, but I was always hardening my heart more and more as He was calling me, and I would harden my heart. And then last year we were working, and I fell and I broke my ankle, and it was August, and God was calling me, I know for sure He was, but I was hardening my heart, and so I was in a cast for 6 weeks. I had to, I was bedridden, I had to keep my leg up because it pressured up, so I was always home. I couldn't go anywhere, I couldn't work, I was just always upstairs alone. And so instead of reading anything, I would be on my cell all day long, playing games, texting, anything like that. And my mom was very burdened. She was praying for me all the time. She had the faith that I would be converted before I would be back on my legs. But I was scheduled to have my cast taken off on October 24th. And that rolled around, and I still wasn't converted. And we went to Grand Prairie there to remove the screws and the cast. And we took the x-ray, and then they said it's not healed enough, so I couldn't. So I had to go back home in my cast, and they postponed the whole thing for another month. And I wasn't very happy and thrilled about the whole thing, but my mom was. She didn't let out on it, but so we went home. And I grew more miserable as God was speaking to me more and more clear and loud. And I was hardening the heart more and more. And November came around. And in the middle of November, me and my brother, we moved out into our cabin. It's just on the yard there. We were just sleeping out in it outside for the nights, and just for something to do. And then this one night, I couldn't go to sleep. I mean, it was getting close to 12, and I was still rolling around and tossing and turning. I mean, God just wasn't letting me go to sleep, and I'm convinced my parents were praying for me. And God wasn't letting me fall asleep that night. And I mean, I had a lot of head knowledge before I was converted. I knew all the Gospels. I knew all the miracles. I knew the Old Testament stories. I knew it all. So, and I also knew what it cost to be a Christian, because I'd seen Christians and I knew what they went through. I mean, Jeff had been there a couple times already, and so I knew exactly what would happen if I become a Christian. And so I was counting my cost, and God was just really pressing down on my heart that night, and I just finally, it was around midnight that I couldn't resist Him anymore. I mean, I finally gave up. I cried out to God. I mean, I was a sinner. I mean, I knew it. Even though I justify myself as though I was a good person because I didn't drink, I didn't smoke. I mean, I wasn't in all these bad things, but I was a sinner nevertheless, and a wicked one too. So I cried out to God that night, November 14th, and I surrendered my heart to Him because I knew I wasn't right standing with God, and I really, really wanted to serve Him that night, after that night. And so I cried out to Him that night, and I found Him, praise God, and He became more real to me as I went on. But the next morning when I woke up, I mean, actually, I went in that night yet and told my parents. So we were up another hour yet, just praising God. Amen. And then the next morning I had to go in and I had to do some house cleaning in my room. I was a big fan of the hockey team in Edmonton, and they were my idols, and I had to chuck them. Everything that had to do with them, I chucked it all. And 2 days later, I deleted the game on my cell phone. I was tired of that. And then my friends, they invited me to, or me and my friends, we had already, well, that was the beginning of the week. I got converted on a Wednesday. And Monday, we had arranged to go for supper on Friday, I think it was. And I had no desire to go with them. I mean, I didn't want to go to supper because I was scared of telling them what had happened to me, and I knew I didn't want to go their way. And we had just started attending the Remnant group in town. I mean, I think it was 2 weekends or something, and they didn't know about it yet. My friends didn't, so I had kept that from them. But then I couldn't take part of all the foolishness they were doing there, and they were on their cell phones or in the wrong places, and I just couldn't look. I wouldn't take part of it, and finally I left. I never said why or what happened to me, but that next day my cousin texted me. He wanted to come over to visit on Sunday, and then I thought, well, it's time I spill the beans. So I told him what happened. Said I'm a Christian now. And I want to serve Jesus, I mean. And so he told me right away he wasn't going to come over. And the next 3 hours were full of just texts that were just swear words. And that hurt very hard. I mean, my best friend, we were together every weekend. We text during the week. So, I mean, we were very close. But I think God had foreordained that we would leave the church and attend that group, so it was for me. It wasn't so hard for me to just leave my friends behind me and just to serve Jesus. I mean, I made a switch of allegiance, not only between the devil and God, but also my friends right away. I think God made them hard so that I could not, so that I wouldn't be drawn toward them, because I wasn't drawn toward them by their actions, and I was able to make a clear stand for God. And that very night, I said a swear word, it was before we went for supper. And I just cried it to God. I mean, I wanted to be free of this thing, and I haven't sweared since. I mean, praise God for His blood. I mean, He yesterday when Brother David talked about he has been forgiven much, loves Him the most, and I love Him much, and because He's forgiven me much, so I just want to continue pressing on with God. He's taught me lots, and sometimes I fell, but whenever I fell, I was always thinking of Romans 6, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, and that this body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. I don't want to serve sin, I want to serve God. And so I've been tremendously challenged by this week. It's my first time in Bible school, but it's been very good. And just praise God, and I thank you all for making it available for me. And I just for me, Christ is worth it. I want to do it or die, whatever it takes.
Well, I've been very blessed to be here at Bible school this week. My name is Lisa Zuck. I'm from Kelowna, Iowa, attend Zion Christian Fellowship. And I just thought I'd share an experience that I had in this past year that really helped me to understand the obedience, I mean, the importance of obedience to God and of living a fully surrendered life and a life that's just consecrated and lived for God's glory. And it really goes along with what Denny's message said on Thursday. And in that message, he said, "There is no discharge in this war. And spiritually speaking, relaxing in the easy chair is not an option, but a delusion." And I found it so. And it started about a year ago. Things have been going very well in my Christian life, and God was leading me on and into more of that life that's fighting, and a lot of what we heard about this week, just going on and taking those mountains. And I started feeling a bit satisfied with what God was doing in my life, and I thought, I'm doing pretty well, and I was glad for what I had. But I relaxed a bit in one area. And I thought it was okay. I thought, you know, it's not that big a deal. And God spoke to me about it, actually, while I was here at Bible school last year. And I said, yeah, okay, that I'll do that. But I didn't really change what I was doing at home, and I kind of made excuses like, well, other people don't do that, and it's not really that important, you know. And it was just the beginning of a downward slide in my walk with God. And it was so slow, I didn't really notice it was happening right at first. And it just started really gradually. My love for the Lord just started growing cool, and as time went on, I started to question my convictions and the convictions of my parents, and as more time passed, things that were never really a struggle for me before, I started really battling with the world and its attractions, music and clothing and fads. It started really pulling at my heart, and God would speak to me sometimes, and you know, I was a little wondering why is this such a struggle for me now? Why do I face this issue, these issues in my life? And God would sometimes speak to me, well, you know, remind me of what I hadn't done a lot, the fall before. And I thought, well, that doesn't really have anything to do with it. That was just a little thing. It wouldn't really make a difference. But so he would speak to me, and I would just say, well, I'm not really, you know, that doesn't make a difference. And I was basically unwilling to really enter into the fight and to, I wanted just a comfortable, easy, painless Christian life. And I wouldn't have said that then, but it was in my heart. That was down in my heart, even though I wouldn't have necessarily admitted it. And I knew that things weren't what they should have been, or you know, what they had been in the past. And but it took me a while to see what really the extent of it and how far I had gone from what I had been. And but finally, my eyes were open, and I don't remember what it was exactly. God was just merciful to me, and He opened my eyes and helped me to see where I had been and where I was now. And when I saw that, I was like, well, something's got to change. I can't go on like this. And I just started seeking God to figure out why, you know, why did I lose that ground, and what went wrong. And I really wanted to regain the ground I had lost. And I thought I loved Jesus, but God showed me that if I really loved Him, I would obey Him. And be willing to sacrifice and labor for His sake. And in that, what He had spoken to me, it was, you know, maybe it wasn't such a big thing, but it was a disobedience by not doing it. And God really showed me that if I really loved Him, I would obey Him. And so I just sought God, and I found that place of repentance. And as my love for the Lord Jesus was renewed, those earthly attractions just faded away. They were not an issue anymore, and it didn't happen overnight, but by the grace of God, I was able to regain that lost ground. And by His grace, I know I'm further than I was a year ago. But it was a time of just real struggle in my Christian life. And through this whole experience, God showed me that obedience is so important, and that I can't live a comfortable, relaxed Christian life because it's wartime and I've enlisted. And through it all, it's just risen the purpose in my heart that whatever God says to me by His grace, I'm going to do it. And it's just, I just testify that it's such a joy to walk with God and obey His commandments. And just when He says something, not to argue about it, you know, even if it's just a little thing, just do it right away. And He just so blesses that so richly. And I just want to live that life that we heard about this week, going forward and seeing those mountains and taking them and reaching out to others as part of our calling as a second generation. And it's my desire that God would receive all the glory from my life.
Well, my name is Gerald Yoder from Georgia, and I'm just amazed at what God does when a person just humbles his heart and just becomes totally broken. For those who know, I guess it was February. It was we as a family needed to do something different, and out of that I wound up going to Wisconsin. I really believe that was a real good thing for me, because I knew stuff wasn't right in my life. I knew it, but I was way too proud to admit it. And I guess there was friends of mine that tried to encourage me to come here to Bible school, but I didn't want to come because, well, I heard about one particular question there on the application, and I didn't know exactly how to answer it and to be truthful about it. And well, praise God. Anyway, we had a week of meetings, and the day that the meeting started, I was working, and I told God, I said, "Look, I'm tired of this. I'm gonna be real this week. I'm not sure exactly what all happened that week. But out of that became apparent to me that I was lost, that I needed to be born again. And I guess it was middle of September, I suppose. Well, earlier, right after the meetings, my parents came up to visit, and then after they left, I opened up my heart to just shared a little bit with my sister, and anyway, God, several weeks later, a brother took a real interest in me over the week of the meetings and began to talk to me from time to time. And he talked to me one Wednesday evening, and then we got home and Mark and Cheryl, who I was living with, used that as a springboard and said, "You know, Gerald, you can be totally free. You could be totally free." And that night I was to a point I was broken. But yet there was something in my heart that was really, I just couldn't bring and say, "Okay, Lord, I just trust you for an absolute salvation." Well, I moved home yesterday, a month ago, back to Georgia, and I came here to Bible school. I said, "Well, if they accept me, that's fine. If they don't, well, I don't know." But I just praised God for that I could come. And I guess it was Monday night. I knew that I needed. I wasn't sure exactly where I was at. Monday night, right at the end of Brother Manuel's message, he made the comment that dead people don't sin, and there's some issues in my life that I needed help with. And so I responded. And I just praise God that He saved my soul. I'm born again. And I just want to testify to God's greatness and God's mercy. And I just want to go home. There's things in my life that I know I need changed in. I need to grow. And I just a phrase out of a song that I want to finish up with, that kind of depicts where I'm at. Just a phrase out of probably one of my favorite songs. It says, "Out of the depths of a proud heart," and that was me, "cries a never dying soul. But yet God waits, a loving God waits till the nothing it breaks. And at His word, He makes it whole." And I just want to give all the honor and all the glory to God, because it's not anything of me. It's because of Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Well, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wanted to, when they asked me to share my testimony, they wanted something from this week, of a place that God brought me to this week that I could point to. And just to lead up to that, the last couple of months, the Lord's been bringing me to places of conviction of sins that I'd passed, sins that I committed when I was young, before 10, and, had not dealt with those. I'd put those in the corners of my mind and just wanted to not have to deal with it, not let the light of Christ shine on my life. And because of that, I was in my easy armchair. I was sitting back. I was taking life easy. And a couple of weeks back, the Lord dealt with me about those things. I was brought to a place coming to Bible school that I was clean. I was forgiven. I was looking forward to what the Lord would do in my life. And on Monday night, the Lord brought more conviction of sins that I had committed that I knew were wrong. I knew they were really wrong, but I just not want to deal with them. And as the message was being preached Monday night, I just came under so much conviction that I just could not wait for the message to be done so I could go up front and deal with God. And as the message was winding down, I was started thinking, you know, I can deal with that at home. I can deal with that some other time. I don't have to confess it. I don't have to deal with it right now. And as each thought came into my head, I forget who was preaching, but he was condemning those thoughts. He said, come up front, deal with it now. And I could not wait to come up front. But then when I got those thoughts, the devil, you know, I wrestled. Do I go up front and deal with it, or do I wait? And finally, the Lord just said, you brought me under more conviction. I just could not bear it anymore, so I went up front. And I just praise God for the cleansing and the healing that He brought to me by dealing with those sins there on Monday. And I also thank God for the messages that Brother Denny brought about the second generation, the where our parents brought us, and where we can go, and how much farther we can spur our children on to. Some of the verses that were shared were about the upright in heart, their seed will inherit the earth. And I don't remember if it was in that passage or another one that was supporting it, but it said not only their seed, but our seeds. And the Lord just gave me more of a vision for being upright in heart, following, you know, the God of my fathers, and being closer to Him, and that, and helping give me more of a vision to spur, when I get married, to spur my family on and keep that cycle of uprightness continuing throughout the generation. I just praise the Lord.
My name is Ivan Byler. I'm from Bainbridge, New York. They asked me to share just a testimony, I guess, of God's faithfulness throughout the years. I'm one of the ones that's been here a larger amount of times and larger number of times. Just have a couple points I thought of in my past growing up years. I remember coming to Bible school at a young age and hearing about talking to your parents and giving your heart to your parents. And I thought I was a very zealous young man from early age on. I was born again when I was 12. And I thought I had a good relationship with my parents, you know. There came a point in my life where I was struggling with something I didn't know how to deal with. And I was excusing myself in it. It was pretty much in the area of my emotions, I guess, with a young lady, and it hindered my walk with God. And it wasn't, you know, it was all in here, and looks across the room. I was just a young man, maybe 16, 17 years old, but I wasted a lot of time because my relationship with God was hindered that time, and I could not get the victory over it. Part of that was because I excused it. I thought, well, maybe this is of God, you know. I gave myself some room, and so finally I had enough. It actually came to a point where I had a dream, you know, where I was really enjoying this young lady in my mind, and I said, it's enough. And so I said, I need to share this with my parents. And I brought it to my parents. I said, you know, do they think this is of God? Or, you know, what do I do with this? And they said, no, that's definitely not of God. And you know, my testimony is, when I shared it with my parents, the battle was already won. Because I decided in my heart, I'm not going that way. Maybe I almost acted rude to the young lady. At times I just, you know, I'd come to church. I would take note of where she was. And I'd just make sure my eyes wouldn't go that way. And the Lord gave me freedom in that. And so that's just one testimony I wanted to share from years ago. I don't know how much time I'm spending, but okay. Later on in my life, I was, like I said, I believe I was born again when I was 12 years old. I was very zealous. I was also a very proud young man, the Lord to break. And when I was about 18 years old, I fell into a very, very deep pit of my own making, not of any, I don't know how to explain the pit. It was just a pit of depression, despair, and it came to the place where I just saw no hope for myself of ever coming out of this hole I was in. I never saw any hope of eternal life or of ever almost living a normal life even. I was just really mixed up, messed up, trying to find my own way out of this hole. And I bless the Lord for His faithfulness in bringing me out of that. And it was a turning point where I chose to do some of the things the weakness of my mind at that point. I chose to obey what I knew my parents wanted. I chose to do what I knew my parents wanted me to do above the other suggestions that were coming to me. And because before, I was sure that I could find my own way out of this hole somehow and would try to figure out the way. And it was just a bunch of dead-end streets. I just want to thank the Lord for His faithfulness to me. There's also a time in my life, I want to just encourage you young men, a time in my life when I desperately wanted to know the will of God for my life and the future and didn't know what to do next, where the Lord had me go. And there's a lot of times of just crying out to God for His direction in my life. I just want to encourage you, it is worth it to persevere in seeking God and in seeking His direction for your life. Once finally, this is like a dark midnight as far as knowing the will of God. I was walking in fellowship with God, but I just didn't know what His will was for my life. When the Lord shows you the next step, it's very beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Hi, I'm Israel Hale from Alaska. I feel privileged and honored to be here today with you all, and just I'm thankful the Lord put me here at this time and bring me down here. It's been a great blessing to me. It's been just a wonderful time to really feel my walk with the Lord and really where the Lord has me. And I feel like I've really found assurance. I've really been grounded in the faith. And it's been a great encouragement to be here. I think I'd like to just share you all with my testimony. When I was 16, I felt a need in my life for the Lord. And I got on my knees one night and said a little prayer and felt somewhat better and tried to go on with life and professed to be a Christian and said that I was saved, but didn't really deal with the sin in my life. And I continued to walk in sin. And 5.5 months ago, the Lord really got a hold of my heart, and He showed me the depth of my pride, my deceit, my trying to look good on the outward appearance for others, and really sitting back in the easy chair with an unsaved heart. And I fell on my knees before the Lord and took me about 4 weeks to muck out all the sin and the pride and the deceit and lies that were in my heart, and really counseling with my Father and continuing to go back with Him. And coming from a very hard background, Lord has given me a stepmom and dad that really loves me and really, really is there to care for me. I just want to give God the glory right now. And even though they're not here, thank them for their input in my life. And just say that I've really, really been encouraged being here, seeing brothers and sisters that really love the Lord and that really have hearts after God and have their focus set for their families and really what God has for us. And Lord, really, I had doubts coming here, just of my own salvation, of my own, not my salvation, but where I am before the Lord and what He has for me. And I really feel like He's given me here that. And I think I could say without any doubt in my heart that before God, if I knew I died today, that I would go to heaven. And I just encourage you all to find that. I know it was very easy for me to just push over those things and act like a Christian and talk like a Christian and say I was a Christian, but yet it was all just a lie and deceit in my own heart and the devil's work. And I just really want to give the Lord glory and praise, because if it wasn't for His grace, I could still be sitting here today deceiving myself. Just encourage each one of you to open your hearts, because that's really what it takes, is an open heart. And just been privileged. So thank you all, and Lord bless you.
Well, my name is Peter Hansen. I'm from Pennsylvania. I attend Effort Christian Fellowship here normally. I was asked to share my testimony of salvation today. And I was born and raised in a Christian home. And around when I was about 7, my family moved here to Pennsylvania and we started attending charity. So for most of my life, I've basically come out under solid preaching, hearing the Word of God every Sunday. And that has been a blessing in my life. When I was about 12, some of my friends started to hear the call of God in their life and get converted, and I started to come under some conviction that I knew I was a sinner and that I needed to take care of it sometime. But I was shy and I was too proud to talk to anybody about it, and so I just kind of ignored the conviction that would come. And pretty soon it just got less and less till it kind of went away. And I began to hang out with people who were like me, who didn't want to deal with things in their spiritual life, and that, of course, never works very well. About 2 years ago, my best friend started to get in some things that I knew were wrong. He was found out, and the church was dealing with all that, and I started to get bitter about it, and I felt like they were being unfair. And so for the next few months, I began to get bitter. But I soon found that it's no fun to be bitter all the time. And
So I decided I'm just going to forget about it and I'm going to go on with my life just like it never happened. Well, about a year later, that same friend died. And it hit me really hard because I knew it could have been me easily. And I knew that if I would have died, that I would not have been ready. And I knew I needed to do something about the way I was living, but I was still too proud to talk to anybody about it, so I didn't, and just kind of went on for a while, just kind of a little bit discouraged. And Bible school last year was coming around, and I saw Bible school as hope. I thought, you know, at Bible school, you know, I'll do something about my life. You know, it came, and during the week I could not listen to the messages. I was so distracted. I would sleep or I'd be thinking about something else, and so after about the middle of the week, I just got so discouraged about it, I decided maybe it's just not for me. I just can't do it, you know. So I just, from there, things went downhill. After Bible school, I went back to doing school. I had been working during the summer. I went back to doing school, which put me alone a lot of time to think. And I started listening to music, country music, and just kind of living life and just having whatever fun I could get out of it. And I was kind of living that way. And then this spring again, I started working again, which made it so I didn't have so much time to myself. I didn't have time to listen to music anymore. And I was around a good influence then, people, brothers who had good influence in my life. And I decided maybe there is hope for me. Maybe I can do something. So I decided this summer I'm going to do something about where I'm at in my spiritual life. And time went on and the summer flew past. I kind of forgot about it until we had our weekend meetings here this past summer in August. I came to the weekend meetings. Basically, I wasn't really expecting anything. I just came to meet friends and have fun, enjoy myself. I wasn't really thinking about my spiritual life, I guess. But Sunday night, Dean Taylor preached a message. I believe the title was "The Summer Is Over." And this is, he basically told us, this is the last meetings this summer. This is your last chance this summer. And I remembered when I had told myself. And I knew I'd been putting it off for so long. And that I knew I wasn't having fun. And I was living a miserable life. And I was really convicted that night, but I still didn't want to respond. I was too proud. And so, during the altar call and afterwards, different people, I was standing in the back, and different people would come up and were coming up and talking to me. And I told them I didn't want to talk, whatever. And then finally my dad came and found me and asked me if I wanted to talk. I said, yeah, I did. And so we went back to the prayer room and we talked for a little while, but I still was not ready to give up myself. So I told my dad I needed some time to think about it. And the next day, I had plenty of time to think about it at work. I thought about it all day. And I thought about what Christ had done for me, or Christ had done on the cross, and realized that it was for me and for my sins. And that without it, I couldn't live my life right. I couldn't, and that I was nothing without. And I realized that there was nothing I could do to purchase it. I just had to accept it as a gift from God. And that evening, my dad asked me if I was ready to talk, and I said I was.
And that evening I confessed my sins, and I prayed, confessed my sins with my dad, and that night Jesus saved my soul. And I praised Him for that. That was about 2 months ago, so since I've been growing. I was really thankful for Bible school. It's been a real time of growth in my life, and really a lot of messages really spoke to me this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this message. We trust that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like additional sermons or a catalog, please visit our website at effortofministries.org. Call us toll-free at 855-557-7902 or write to us at Ephrata Ministries, 400 West Main Street, Suite 1, Ephrata, Pennsylvania, 17522. You are welcome to copy this message for free distribution. This ministry is supported by your donations. May the Lord Jesus bless you.